This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
How's it made?
Oh, hello, Sir Sidney McSprocket here. I've been in action capturing facts all about manufacturing. It's for this rather splendid stipendiary compendium I'm compiling. You just ask it how something is made, and it'll oblige with a fulsome explanation. Now, I'm all for having a light bulb moment. It's part of what being an inventor's all about. But have you ever wondered how incandescent light bulbs, they're the older style bulbs, are made? Let's find out. There are three main sections to a light bulb: the glass shell, the filament that glows, and the base that holds the bulb securely.
Step one.
To make the shell, the raw materials for glass, sand, soda ash, and limestone are mixed and heated. The molten glass is carried along a conveyor belt, and air nozzles blow the glass through holes in the belt into molds, creating the shape of the shell. Such a machine can produce more than 50,000 bulbs each hour. Once cooled, the inside of the glass is coated with a protective chemical to reduce the glare caused by glowing.
Step two.
The filament is made out of a fine wire that's wound around a metal bar called a mandrel to mould it into its coiled shape. It's then heated to soften the wire and makes the structure more uniform before the mandrel is dissolved in acid.
Step three.
The base of the bulb is assembled from a wee circuit board and a plastic casing with indentations in the shape of a screw so that it can easily fit into the light base. It's also labelled with information about the bulb, such as how bright it is.
Step four.
The different parts of the bulb, the glass, the filament, and the base are then assembled by a machine. The air inside the bulb is taken out and replaced with a gaseous mixture of argon and nitrogen, which help ensure a longer life for the filament.
Step five.
The bulb will be tested to make sure they're up to the job. They're tested upside down, too. After all, lots of lights are on the ceiling. Then they're packaged up, ready to cast some light on all your situations. Oh, wasn't that illuminating? Now, I must get on, but come back soon and find out more about manufacturing with my splendid stipendiary compendium.
How's it made? With support from the Royal Commission for the 1851 exhibition. Find out more at funkidslive.com.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.